This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
Right, we'll start off with, I suppose, there's a lot of good news at the moment, Declan. Hospital numbers seem to be falling every day, although there was still 8 deaths yesterday. What do you make of this?
I think the most important thing to take out of it is that the hospital numbers are falling, the numbers in ICU are falling. I think there's great positivity around the place, and I think there should be. It's correct that there is great positivity around the place. The 8 deaths yesterday, that's awful and that's dreadful for people who have lost a loved one yesterday. Most of those deaths, all of those deaths, none of them were in May. They were all in previous months that somebody will say was diagnosed with COVID and maybe had some other conditions and maybe they were going to die anyway. I'm not sure about that, but as I say, any of the deaths this month weren't from this month.
Okay, vaccinations are really ramping up. We seem to be going in the right track.
Yeah, we're going brilliantly. We're doing absolutely magnificently. And I think, again, we have to take the positivity out of that. The amount of COVID being seen in people in nursing homes is down to almost nil. The amount of COVID, the amount of people over 60 who are ending up in hospital COVID is down to almost nil. We just need to keep going. We just need to keep giving it. We just need to keep getting it into people.
And to be fair, credit where credit's due. Like, I know we were at the start a bit frustrated with the pace of the vaccine, but it's on track of where they wanted it to be at this time.
Absolutely. They're doing nearly 250,000 a week at this stage. Do you know what I mean? And that's an awful lot. And then if with the Johnson & Johnson, which is the single dose shot coming online now this week or next week, that will be an awful lot of people done again with a single shot done. That's it. Over and dusted.
Which will be a good thing, because I know you were telling me you read a thing in the US where how many people haven't come for their second dose?
Oh, yeah, there's been a huge problem in the States of people, 25 million people haven't turned up for their second dose, which is a frightening figure. So whether that's people who sort of didn't like the first dose or weren't sure or just decided maybe one dose is good enough, there might be a certain degree of logic in that, but whether that one dose will last you long enough would be what you have to ask. So yes, it might do you good enough for a few months, but will it do you enough for a year or two? That's very doubtful.
So advice is really get your second dose.
The advice is go get your second dose.
Okay. The uptake is also really good. It's up from 45% in November to 70% now, with 17% of people saying they will probably take it. We are one of the highest countries in the EU for taking the vaccine. This is obviously good for us as well.
It is very good for us, and I think it's great for the future. It's great that we can get through people in their 60s, get through people in their 50s. And as I say, I think one of the reasons that people are very good here is A, we had it bad enough for a while. We've been in lockdown for long enough. Liz, we're in lockdown since
24th
of, you know, it's really been tough. I think it's been very tough on everybody, and it's almost like a stage, and I'm sure everybody has noticed it, it's almost like you're a bit afraid to sort of loosen up a little bit at the moment. You know, if you go anywhere, you're a little bit, you're sort of saying, no, I don't need to go there. I won't go there. And I think we'll all feel a little bit of that for a while. But I think, you know, once you get the injection into you, and I said this before, there's a sort of a feeling of smugness once you get the injection into you, that you feel like, well, you know, I know I'm not bulletproof, but I certainly know if I get COVID, I will not end up in hospital.
Yeah. And also, I mean, this time last year, things were open up and we were in a much worse situation. Surely they should be opening things now at a quicker pace than they are. Hospitality really needs to get back.
Yeah, I think hospitality does need to go back, but they did say that they were going to let us back slowly. I think they're still working off the fact, if you remember before Christmas when they opened us up at Christmas time, and then sort of we really paid for that in January, and I think there's a sort of a fear that that might happen again. So they're terrified that will happen, so they're going to stepwise do it. And if you'd stepwise do it and then you don't notice increase in figures 2 weeks after you've opened something up, well, then it means you can do something else again. And I think there's probably an element to that about it, you know.
Okay, but like less than 1% of 6,175 confirmed cases over the past 2 weeks were over the age of 75. I mean, this must be a brilliant sign that the vaccine is working and doing what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. And if you think of it, they're the age group over 75, certainly over 70s, even over 60s are the ones who were ending up in hospital. Age was the biggest risk factor of all. And they were the people who were ending up in hospital. And the fact that they're not ending up in hospital now is brilliant.
Yeah, I suppose things are just really looking up now, aren't they? We are definitely finally at the end of the road.
I think we are. We're not quite there, and I wouldn't be going to a rave party tomorrow night. No, aww. I actually probably wouldn't be going to a rave party tomorrow night anyway, but even if COVID wasn't there. But I wouldn't be going to a rave party tomorrow. I'd still watch that sort of stuff. I'd still be a little bit careful. But look, things are, compared to the way things are, I can tell you how positive I'm feeling at the moment. Last night, I spent, I'd say about a half hour on my phone, Googling flights to Lanzarote, hotels in Lanzarote, and that sort of stuff for late September, early October. So that's sort of how confident I'm feeling at the moment.
Okay, do you think we'll see a day where we won't have to wear masks?
Yeah, I think that'll come. And I think that'll come soon enough. We may be a little bit, they may sort of leave that there for a bit longer, you know. And if you think of it, how reluctant, how slow they were to sort of make us wear masks or tell us to wear masks initially. And as I say, I feel that'll probably one of the last things that will go. But we may end up like the Japanese and the Koreans and those sort of people who, if they have colds, they always wear them. And you always saw that. If you saw a street in Tokyo, yeah, you always saw, even before COVID, there was always people walking around with masks. They got much more used to wearing them and much more used to using them. And we may become like that.
Okay. Just the last thing, Leo Varadkar said this morning that by the end of June, any adult that wants a vaccine will be able to get one. Do you think his projections are right?
I think it might be slightly optimistic. As I said, all along, we've had these sort of predictions and then something happens and we can't have, the prediction doesn't seem to work. So end of June, I would hope certainly by July that anybody who wants one will have had one. And I think that's a very important thing. I think people should go get it. I think it's important that people go get it. I think it's going to be very, very important that the 20 to 30 year olds and the 30 to 40 year olds get it, because I get a little bit of a feeling that they at that stage might be a little bit sort of, oh well, I don't really need it now, it's almost gone. But the more people, the more higher percentage of the population we have vaccinated, the less chance we have of resurgence.
Okay. Do you think there's a chance it could come back next winter?
I think there's a chance it may raise its ugly head occasionally, but no more so, we'll say, than something like measles or something, some one of these type of illnesses, or occasional cases now and then. But I don't think there'll be anything like the pandemic or anything like that that we have at the moment.
Okay, you know? We'll leave it at that. Thanks.
Thanks a million, Liz.